Successful Woman Radio Show brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, May 9th, 2016, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, ladies, are you ready to be the driver of your success? Well, I trust that you are all being the drivers of your success vehicle and that you are properly planning out your success journey. And there are some things that you need to do in order to plan out that journey, such as focusing on your business goals, right? Making the necessary changes to move toward positive results. And change is so very, very important because sometimes as women, we can be very stubborn and we can stand still and know that changes need to be made, but we never take the action to do it. So I want to encourage all of you that are listening today to make the necessary changes to move your business towards positive results. Well, ladies, our May theme all this month is Moms, Balance, and Business. During the month of May, we will be celebrating moms all month long with tips, resources, and ways to better manage your life as in business and as a mom. Now, our Women About Biz Mommy Balance Coach and expert, Teresa Wright Johnson, will be with us later today sharing information on achieving balance as a mompreneur. So if you know moms out there, that whether they have small children, whether they have teenagers in the house, tweens as we like to call them, that in-between stage, make sure that you let them know they need to listen to Successful Woman Radio this month and get some great resources and tips as mompreneurs. I also want to remind all of you that if you haven't checked us out over at WomenAboutBiz.com, our Spring into Success program is in full bloom. It's not too late to participate. You can participate by visiting WomenAboutBiz.com, hovering your mouse over events and select teleclasses and programs. And of course, from there, you can view the Spring into Success information. Now, this is a 4-week program. And so, of course, if you register now, we're on our second week, but that's okay. We record everything and you still get all of the wonderful benefits that are attached with it. But I want to give you quickly a run over of what we will be doing during this month of May. Week one, we talked about focusing with the end in mind and how important it was for you not only to focus on your goals and know what it is that you want to experience in your business, but exactly how do you become a master goal setter. So we've brought out all of the bells and whistles. We've got worksheets. We've got wonderful resources and support tools, information. And so, again, that was a great week in week number one. Week number two, we're going to be talking about getting new clients and customers. So, again, it's not too late. Go ahead and check us out over at womenaboutbiz.com and select teleclasses and programs under events in the top red menu bar. Also included in our lineup today, I'm going to be giving you 5 questions to help you take control in 2016. And also I'll be sharing the coming events at Women About Biz as well. And I'm going to be reading an excerpt from you from one of my favorite books. And I decided to choose this as our book of the month because it's been a while, a few years since I've actually read from this book to our listenership. So I thought, wow, this would be a great book to reintroduce to a lot of our Successful Woman Radio listeners. And I'm talking about no other than Letting Go of Your Bananas, How to Become More Successful by Getting Rid of Everything Rotten in Your Life. You guys are really going to love this book. It is by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin, D-R-U-B-I-N. Again, Dr. Daniel T. Drubin. And I'm going to be reading a small excerpt from the book. And I'm going to be reading today talking about The Dash of Life. And I think you guys are really going to enjoy this excerpt. It's a small book. It won't take you long to read, but I can guarantee you that you'll want to go back over it again and again and just absorb and soak up all of the incredible wisdom and nuggets that are in this particular book. One of my most favorite books, again, Letting Go of Your Bananas. And I'll be sharing with you in just a little bit, you know, how he came up with the whole concept of the title, Letting Go of Your Bananas. And so stay tuned for that coming up shortly on the show. So now it's just such a good time, ladies, for you to click over on another line and share today's live broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or family member. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you who are listening from your smart devices, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Please make sure that you blast out on your social network that Successful Woman Radio is live on the air. You can either provide the phone number or you can type in the web link for them to listen straight from their device, which is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Well, I am so excited about all of the things going on this spring through Women About Biz for business women. We've got a lot of things happening. I just talked a little bit about our Spring Into Success program, and I hope that you guys check that out. But not only that, we have in addition to that, we have other things going on, not only teleclasses, but we also want to encourage all women to schedule a Power Talk session if you have not scheduled one. And I just want to quickly just share with you, so many times in business, women have a tendency to see that they need help, to see that perhaps they can lean on someone, that they need to lean on someone else who has been there, done that, has a little bit more experience or has some answers and solutions to issues that they need to work out. And yet they just let it sit in their mind and they don't reach out. So I want to encourage all of you that are listening on the show today that if you have not reached out to me, if you have not scheduled one of our Power Talk sessions, I want to encourage you to do so. Now, many of you might be asking, so like, what is a Power Talk? What is that all about? Well, a Power Talk is a complimentary consultation coaching session that I provide to you, and it can help you to gain clarity, focus. I provide you with resources and support, and we can discuss business ideas. We can discuss challenges you might be having. You might even be having a challenge with figuring out, you know, just who is my target market. Perhaps I can set you on the right path to discovering that. You may be having some growth issues as well. Your company is growing, but you're not quite sure how to get yourself out of that labor role and move on into that leadership role. And so, again, that Power Talk session allows you to brainstorm with me, to talk about what you need to do for solutions, for answers, to move your business forward. So to schedule your complimentary Power Talk, if you have not had one this year, all you need to do is go to womenaboutbiz.com, and up in the top red menu bar, select coaching. And once you're on coaching, just look over in the right-hand column and click on Schedule Power Talk. Once again, womenaboutbiz.com, coaching in the top red menu bar. And then once you get on that site, look over in the right-hand column and select Schedule Power Talk. And I hope that you guys take me up on that and allow me to bless you and your life with some great resources and tips on growing your business. It is 9 minutes after the hour, and coming up shortly, you're going to be listening to one of my favorite people, and I'm talking about no other than Teresa Wright Johnson. She is our mommy balance coach at Women About Biz, all things about moms and how to be the best mompreneur that you can in spending time with your family, your kids, while at the same time efficiently running your business. So Teresa definitely is your businesswoman to discuss all of that. And coming up a little bit later on in the show, she's going to be sharing with us some really good nuggets on achieving balance as a mom, okay? So definitely you want to get your notepads out and you want to get your pen ready, because we're going to be giving you some great information. I want to move right into now giving you with those five take control questions that you need to know about. I came up with these questions, and as I do every year, I come up with powerful questions that we as businesswomen need to be asking ourselves. And it's important simply because we must gain strength from within to guide ourselves also into success. And when we ask ourselves questions and answer those questions, then we are able to get results a lot faster. So again, I want to encourage you to always ask these questions this year, five take control questions, starting with number one: am I clear on my business goals this week? Again, am I clear on my business goals this week? Ladies, I just want to just let you know that I know that a lot of you listen to Successful Woman Radio every single Monday, and you hear these questions, and many of you, you know, you either through chat, through Facebook, or through email, you let me know that you really enjoy the show and you really like the five take control questions. But I want to know, are you putting these questions into action for yourself? If you ask these questions of yourself and answer them, what you're going to find out is that you will get a different answer. Not necessarily every time, but a lot of the times you ask yourself the question, you'll get a different answer. And the different answer comes from you growing, from you expanding and discovering more about that particular question. So when you're looking at your business goals, you might say to yourself, well, maybe I'm not so clear on my goals. Maybe I need to go back to the drawing board and really get focused on what it is that I need to be doing to grow my company. Here's question number two. Have I identified the task necessary to accomplish my goals? Of course, goals mean absolutely nothing. You can state goals all day long. You can write them down, which is a good thing, right? Getting them on that paper. But here's the thing. Unless you have identified all of the tasks, or better known as to-do items, to support those goals, you're not going to accomplish them most of the time. Tasks are necessary. They give a spark to the flame of your goals, and they help you to start, get started with whatever it is that you want to do. And of course, taking action is so very, very powerful when you are trying to make more money to accomplish those business goals. Here's number three. Am I being the leader of my business? Wow. Now, this is a biggie. Am I being the leader? Because what I find most of the time as I coach hundreds of women every single year is that women are very, very comfortable staying in the labor role. Now, what is the labor role, you might ask? Well, there are three important roles that must be played in every business. And those three roles include laborer, manager, and entrepreneur visionary. And probably for as long as I do this show, I will always talk about those three roles, because they truly, once you understand them, they truly can help you to build a better business. And so as a leader, you have to not only be the laborer of your business, meaning doing the grunt work, you know, making all the gadgets or providing all of the services, but you need to be working on your business as well. The labor role causes you to work in the business, but being the entrepreneur visionary, it will help you to work on your business. And that includes this, you know, coming up with your goals. It includes determining what your business vision is going to be. What are your sales goals going to be? It helps you to understand these three roles. So being the leader in your business That question is a very deep question, and only you can answer that, because you have to define what does a leader mean for your business. And by the way, if you haven't written a job description for the CEO of your company, then I suggest that you start right there on that question number 3. Am I being the leader of my business? Moving on to number 4, am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? These are 4 important areas that all of us as business women must follow through on, and a lot of the times we are not. You might meet someone who is very excited. They hand you a business card, and you say, okay, well, I'm going to get with you, and a week will pass by, 2 weeks will pass by, and I'm sure many of you know now, you cannot allow a lot of time to pass by when you connect with someone. As a matter of fact, the rule of thumb is when you connect with a person, they give you their business card, or they sign up on your website, you need to be connecting with them within the next 24 hours. If they sign up on your website, you need to be instantly connecting with them, because you should have already set up an autoresponder system that is going to immediately send out information to those individuals. So again, it's very, very important that you follow up on your leads, because without leads, you can't close the sale, right? And if you're marketing properly, you will have leads. Opportunities, the same thing. Calls, of course, you know, I encourage all of you to make 3 to 5 business calls every single day to women and men who might be prospective customers that you don't know. And of course, the first thing that I hear from a lot of people is, Trina, where in the world am I going to get 3 to 5 new people every single day to call? Oh, that's a very easy question to answer. If you're involved in social media, if you've got a Facebook account, if you've got a LinkedIn account, a Twitter account, then you've got all the people that you need to be following through on. Those people have friended you for a reason. You have friended them for a reason. So let's turn that into positivity for your business by inviting them for a connection call, live call, where each of you get the opportunity to share information about your businesses, how you might be able to support each other, and whether or not you could possibly become a customer in the future. It all starts with that initial conversation, okay? Let's look at question number 5. Am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? This is probably, out of all 5 of the questions, this is probably my most favorite question, because actually it covers everything in a nutshell. At the end of the day, you know whether or not your business is productive and whether it is generating enough clientele for you to make money by the numbers in your account. And I'm talking about your checking account. And so when you look at that checking account, are you happy with it? Does it reflect what you would like to see? Is it able to provide you with a consistent, steady income? Because if it's not, then you have to be truthful with yourself, and you have to allow the numbers to guide you, to let you know that there either needs to be improvement or you need to enhance what you're already doing to get better results. So I am a firm believer that the numbers will never lie to you. People will. We even lie to ourselves about how we're doing in business. But at the end of the day, if you allow the numbers to tell you the truth, then you will be that much further along in changing the things that need to be changed in your business and growing it. So, ladies, there are your 5 take control questions. And if you ask yourself these questions on a daily basis or as often as you need to, guess what? You are going to start taking some action and moving your business to be more successful. Keeping focused on your goals, ladies, and knowing the results you want to see, that's what it is all about on the journey of business. For those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. Coming up shortly, we're going to have our Women About Biz Mommy Balance Coach, and I'm talking about nobody else but Teresa Wright Johnson. She's going to be sharing some great tips with you today on balancing yourself as a mom. I'm excited to hear that myself. I know that a lot of you have asked me questions about developing a business strategy, and a lot of you have talked to me personally about having a little bit of complications with actually making the time to do your business strategy. And so I just want to quickly share this with you. The business strategy is very important, okay? And I do encourage business women all the time to stop what you're doing and to take the time to to just really pound out that business strategy. Now, we're not talking about 20, 30, 40 pages. You know, your business strategy might be 3 to 5 pages. But here's the thing. The purpose of the business strategy is to provide you with a blueprint that you will be able to utilize in setting your goals, in identifying your objectives, and then breaking it down on a quarterly basis so that you can prioritize and know what you should be doing monthly, weekly, and daily. Now, there are three reasons that I want to quickly share with you of why strategic planning should be a priority to you. Number one, it normally takes about 1 to 3 months to properly plan a strategy. However, I believe that, you know, if you are here in second quarter and you don't have a strategy yet, a blueprint that you can actually follow, I think that right now you should be concerned with what's going to happen in your business in the next 6 to 9 months, okay? Very, very important. That strategy should include, you know, eliminating what has not been working in your business, creating and printing new marketing material, perhaps, and updating your website and revising your services and products. And again, eliminating all of those things that don't work. It's very important for you to do that. And then, of course, another reason why strategic planning should be a priority is delay in properly planning your business can impact your profit for up to 6 months. If you keep doing, ladies, what doesn't work, you're going to get the same results. This means that if you haven't been generating enough revenue, more of the same will continue. And again, this is also what causes a vicious cycle of no results year after year for many, many business women, is that they don't necessarily have the clarity. And you can't have clarity if you have not planned. And of course, when you write it down on paper, we know what happens, right? You make it plain, right? You declare it. And so you're able to start taking action on it. Lastly, number three, in three reasons why strategic planning is a priority, is that properly evaluating where you've been to improve where you're going is always necessary. You could see a monthly increase in your profits by 50 to 100% if you build your business on a strong vision, set goals, and ensure that you're targeting the right market. Again, the goal here is to figure this out before the new year gets here. But if you're in the current year and you still need to figure that out, don't procrastinate and say to yourself, well, I didn't do it, so I'll do one for next year. No, you don't want to do that. You want to stop. Open up your calendar, and you want to schedule, I would say, at least 4 hours a week for the next 30 days to start planning your strategy for the rest of this year. And of course, if you need some assistance with that, some guidance on which way to go with that, then if you haven't had a power talk with me, which is that complimentary coaching consultation session, then go ahead and get that scheduled. And let's talk about starting your strategy and getting your strategy, into action. That's so very, very important. If you already have developed a business strategy and you're still not sure of where you should be going, then perhaps you need to allow me to review your business strategy and take a look at it and guide you, which is so very, very important. And again, I want you all to have the success as business women. I want you to experience what it's like to have a consistent and steady income for yourself and to actually have a business profit that you can take and do better marketing with, that you can take and purchase equipment and things that you need in order to grow your business and to be more professional with what you're doing. So again, don't bypass the strategy. Okay? Don't bypass your strategy. It is very, very important. I wrote an article on this very thing. As a matter of fact, some of the things that I've just mentioned have come from that article. But if you click on coaching at womenaboutbiz.com, it's located in the top red menu bar. If you click on coaching and scroll down about midway, you will see the article developing your business strategy. Click on that, read all of that, and get that information about why it's so important for you to develop a business strategy today. It is 12:25 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio. Again, Successful Woman Radio. We're going to have our Mommy Balance Coach coming up real soon. I'm talking about no other than Teresa Wright Johnson. I'm so excited that we're doing this. And before Teresa comes on at this time, I want to go ahead and I want to read to you an excerpt from our book of the month, which is Letting Go of Your Bananas, How to Become More Successful by Getting Rid of Everything Rotten in Your Life. So I want to talk about something the author talks about called the dash of life. He says, when was your last visit to the cemetery? Yes, the cemetery. You know, the last time you visited someone's grave site. In all likelihood, you stood at the foot of someone's grave and read the words and dates that were etched in the granite. I have always wondered how a few words, numbers, or comments etched in stone could define who a person was, what they stood for and accomplished, whose life they influenced, or the content or quality of that individual's life. You and I both know that there is so much more to the story than what the words in the granite tell us. As you stare at the stone, you notice the name. Is that what will define your life, your name? Not likely. Although some names do become synonymous with the accomplishments, either positive or negative, of a person's life. Good examples would be Winston Churchill or Adolf Hitler. Both names create immediate thoughts and images in your mind. Will you be known for what you did during your life on earth? Maybe, maybe not. It's all up to you during your life and for others to judge after your life. Will the quality of your life be measured by how many years you have lived? Well, not necessarily. There are people who live long lives and appear to accomplish very little, while some people can achieve great deeds in a relatively short time. Will the specific date you were born or the date you died define your life? Probably not. The most important information on the stone tends to be the least noticed item on the stone, the dash. The next time you visit the cemetery to visit a loved one's, just focus on the dash. In reality, it's the only thing that really matters. Let me explain. There are two dates, the date of your birth and the date of your death. Although you know the date you were born and do not know the date of your death, trust me, there will be the day when you no longer exist in your present form, and the two dates will define your time on this planet. He said the businesses, like people, also came with two dates, the date the business began and the date the business will cease to exist. And then explain to me the date of your birth or the inception of your business or the day that you die or the death of your business is meaningless compared to the dash that lies between the dates. Though seldom noticed, when you stop to consider the quality of your life's accomplishments, the only thing that really matters is the dash between the dates. So while your two dates are important, the dash between the dates signifies all of the events of your entire life. Your dash is what truly defines how you have lived, how you have served others, and the impact you've had on other people who matter most to you and the world in general. It's your own personal dash of life. No two dashes are exactly the same. The dash of your life is your dash and yours alone. It is a direct reflection of the choices you have made and the decisions you have chosen to act upon. You see, it's not what you take away from life that will ultimately define your existence. It's what you have brought to the party of life that makes you special to yourself and to others. So ladies, I want you to pay attention to your dash of life. You see, we are living our dash right now at this very moment. And so it's so very important for us to realize that each day we must make positive decisions that lead us into positive directions. We must make change, and we must always, but always be true to ourselves and follow our dreams and goals. And so again, I ask you today, what is your dash of life? How are you living your dash today? Think about it. Again, that comes from our book club book of the month, Letting Go of Your Bananas, How to Become More Successful by Getting Rid of Everything Rotten in Your Life. Later on, after we have our Mom's Business and Balance segment, I am going to share with you how the author came up with the title, Letting Go of Your Bananas. At this time, I'm so very, very excited because we've got special segments planned out for you for the rest of this month with our Mommy Biz coach, Teresa Wright Johnson. Now, Teresa has been on the show a few times, and many of you, though, may not have known that she's also a mommy balance coach at Women About Biz, and she can help you with a lot of things if you have small kids, tweens, teenagers, trying to figure out how to balance life as a mom and also run an effective business. So at this time, I want to, I'm going to double check and see if Teresa is here with me. And I don't see that she's here yet. Teresa, if you have already dialed in the show, go ahead and press star one and we'll get prepared for you. In the meantime, what I am also going to do is just remind all of you, if you have not started your own Successful Woman Radio Journal, I want to advise you to do so. I've had a lot of members over the years, and we have had women who've been listening to the show for 10 years now as we move into our 10th year of Successful Woman Radio, and many of them tell me that they have notebooks for each year that they've listened to the show and how relevant and beneficial it is to their business that they can go back through those notebooks and look up information that is still helping them to this very day. So consider having your very own Successful Woman Radio Journal. I want to check and make sure Teresa is with us. Teresa, are you with us?
I am, Trina. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Well, ladies, again, I am so very, very excited. Again, all this month, you want to mark your calendar to be on Successful Woman Radio. We have a very special segment planned out for you to continue with our celebration of moms during the month of May. And we have our mommy balance coach, Teresa Wright Johnson, who is going to be sharing ways for moms to balance business and motherhood. So, Teresa, I'm going to give the show over to you.
Thanks, Trina. Thanks for the opportunity, and I so look forward to this right now. This month, of course, we just celebrated Mother's Day, and I'm sorry if any of you guys are hearing feedback through the phone, but I'll kind of explain what's going on, and it has a lot to do about business and balance and how you balance your business as well as being a mother. One of the things that I hear from a lot of women is they say, especially moms, that there is no balance. How can you discuss balance, Teresa? It's not a way to balance at all. We all wear so many hats. And recently, when out speaking and training, I'm telling people, we do wear many hats, but how many heads do we have? Yes, how many heads do we have? That thing on the top of your neck and shoulder, that's your head. If you only have one head, how is it you can wear more than one hat at a time? So what we're going to discuss today is how to wear those many hats at different times, still be effective, and do it all. And I guess the sense of balance, unfortunately, you can't balance everything at one time. So we're going to talk about some of those things. I'm going to talk about the four P's of balancing your business and mommyhood. The first P is plan and prepare. As mothers, those of us that are mothers, and even if you're not a mother, and you have a business, you know you have to plan and prepare. And we'll go over that topic in one moment. The next topic is going to be, what are our purposes in our business, motherhood, and parenting, so that we know how to coexist these two things. Possibilities. What are the possibilities, that will be number three, of things that could happen to affect, change, or just happen in your day, your week, or your life as a mother, as well as a business owner, and pop-ups. Pop-ups mean things that just happen, emergencies, pop-ups. I'm having a pop-up right now, but I still figured out how to get out of a meeting, get on the call, and make it happen because I'm a mommypreneur that knows how to balance things, and I hope I'm able to teach you some of those same things. The first thing is prepare. My business, Mommy Care Parent Support Services, is all about motherhood being a business. One of the things I realized in working with women and mothers is some mothers just don't understand, as well as business owners, the real need and the real cause and the real issue of really if you don't prepare, but you must prepare. So, for instance, if you know you need to be at a particular event and your child needs to have childcare, how do you prepare for that? You would not prepare the day of, you would prepare beforehand. You also would need to prepare for things such as an emergency. If you are a parent and you have a child, if you have a child in school or daycare, you know it's important to have a backup or an emergency person to pick up your child. You need to prepare your schedule, your agenda for the week. How many networking events are you going to this week? As well as, do you have to do something at the kids' school? Do you have a calendar of your goals and all of your tasks for the week? And are you doing that in the beginning of the week? Plan and prepare. This will help you move or navigate through your day, your week, your month, your business, and your motherhood duties much better if you plan or prepare. You may want to think about having certain days for certain things. This does not work for everyone. However, works well for me and some of my clients, or you may focus on certain tasks at certain times of the day. So if you know you don't really like dealing with collecting funds from your clients or invoicing, that's your least favorite thing, you want to do that earlier in the morning before the afternoon when you're getting a little tired. Or if you don't particularly like doing, for me, one of the things I love talking to people and the telephone, we have to make calls and follow up, but you might want to do that at the beginning of the week and not push it off until the end of the week. The next one is possibilities. Possibilities. Possibilities, and I'm so sorry, guys. The next one is purpose. Purpose. What is your purpose for your business? What is your purpose for that week? And I'm going to show you how to line up your purpose with planning. So, for instance, as a business owner, there are certain things you need to do or you should be doing for your business to make sure that it is successful and that you're running it in order. So we all know we need to market. We all need to get out and network. We all need to do our administrative tasks. We have, you know, things that we need to do on social media. How do you make sure that those purposes are covered within your planning and preparing? All these P's you'll see work together. So, for instance, a few moments ago I was saying maybe you set up something each day that you focus on, or you can break the day up. Some of us that wear all these mini hats, you're trying to do everything at the same time. For instance, you can't manage your networking. Say you have an event to go to, a networking event, and make phone calls at the same time and at the same time invoice. So you might want to break your day up. So you might also want to have a theme day. For instance, for my business, I have Mondays are marketing Mondays, and pretty much marketing and cleaning and following up are my Mondays. This Monday, that didn't work because I have to be at a training, and I'm actually sitting right next to a pool right now training you guys inside of a hotel because I'm a mommy that knows you have to plan for pop-ups, which we'll talk about in a minute. With the purposes and the preparing, if you know what your purposes are or your goals or your tasks each week to make sure your business is successful, create a way, a schedule, or a plan. So whatever you need to do for your business, sometimes breaking it up in days might work better than trying to wear all those many hats, because remember, you only have one head and you're only one person. Make sure you're thinking about ways to plan for and prepare for all the things you need to do, your purposes for your business. Possibilities. Think about some of the things that could happen. If you have young children, you have to plan, right? Yeah, of course, you have a purpose of your business being successful, and you may have prepared for your child to be at daycare all week or your child to go to school all week. What do you do in the instance that they can't go to school or you have to pick them up and you have a meeting to attend or you need to follow up with clients? Have a backup plan. Make sure you have a plan. And some of those things are, again, make sure you have an emergency contact person. Have a support system. You want to learn more about support systems and emergency contact people, all those great things, please come over to Women About Biz and go down the coach or expert field. Make sure you click on my expert field, and I definitely will do a free consult with you about how to create a support plan for yourself, because we need to prepare to be successful in business. Pop-ups and possibilities are so much the same but a little bit different. Possibilities are your children might get sick. You know that. You're a parent. So how do you plan for that? So we've discussed that. But what about the pop-ups, things you would never think would happen. For instance, today I said I'm sitting by a pool talking to you guys, making sure to get what I need done, and also because I was very excited to be here. However, I'm out of town. I'm at a hotel. The hotel's lobby is very loud. I had to step out of a training to get to somewhere that I could speak to you guys. I visited three different hotels on this same strip. Once I got into the conference today, I viewed and saw that this hotel would not work. So I had to plan because I had a pop-up. And the possibilities I went to look for where I could sit down and talk to you guys, and I actually figured out, hey, nobody's at the pool at 12. I think it's 12:15 or 12:30 where you guys are. So making sure that you plan, you have your possibilities and pop-ups covered are major things. But the main thing is, as a mom, you can't wear 20 hats at a time. As a business owner, you can't do 20 things at a time. You have to delegate. You have to prepare. You have to be ready for those pop-ups and those possibilities. If you're looking for more information on how to balance it all and be a great, great delegator as well, because that's going to be one of the things you're going to have to do, delegate. That's why I created Mommy Care. Sometimes you need someone to help you with child care or coaching or whatever. You have Mommy Care for child care. You have Women About Biz for coaching and business training. It's very important to get those support systems. So if you need those things, reach out to me here on Women About Biz, or you can reach out through Mommy Care at www.mommycareinc.com. And we also will have next week, very, very much looking forward to it, because with motherhood, there are so many different topics, different subjects, different matters that we have to handle and still be able to run our business too. At the end of the day, you want to be a great mom, and this is how I put it. I want to be a great mom. I want to be a great businesswoman. I believe, for me, that being a mother is my first job, but my business funds and finances my life, meaning they have to work hand in hand. So if you want to reach out, please reach out on womenaboutbiz.com. And if you're looking for more information on how to be a mommy balanced businesswoman with strong information and support, reach out to us. But also know that we have some other topics coming up. I look forward to talking to you next week. If you know a little bit about me, I'm a certified parent trainer. I help families that have children with various needs as well as behaviors. If you're going to be a successful mom, you're also going to have to know how to negotiate with your child, how to also, you know, deal with behaviors and maybe just little temper tantrums. You may have something more. Perhaps I can offer you resources on other things in regards to your child's behavior. But that'll be next week, and it's going to all be about how to balance and deal with your child's behaviors and parenting, moms dealing with children's behavior and our reactions. What should our reactions be? How can we handle our children differently? Once we learn these things, we can be better balanced businesswomen. So this is Teresa Wright Johnson. I'm your Mommy Balance expert here at Women About Biz. I still look forward to looking and seeing you guys in person at some of our events, but hearing you, finding out your feedback, what you think, what you have to say about what we do here at Women About Biz with Mommy Balance. Also, would love to hear more about some of the topics and the things you need as mothers that are entrepreneurs. And I look forward to you being here next week. And Trina, thank you so much for the time.
Wonderful, wonderful. Again, that was Teresa Wright Johnson, who is our Mommy Balance Coach at womenaboutbiz.com. So very, very excited that Teresa is on board with that. And you may want to mark your calendar also for a very special teleclass that Teresa is going to be providing called Mommy Biz Balance Teleclass. And you're going to learn a lot in that teleclass, what a Mommy Biz boss is. You're going to get some great time management tips as it pertains to mom, resources every Mommy Biz boss needs to have, which is so very, very important. And so that is going to be on May the 24th from 12 noon to 1 p.m. So again, mark your calendar for that class. And I will be bringing it back up throughout the month as we get closer to that particular date. Also, if you know moms that are out there that are in business or planning on being in business, make sure you let them know about our Moms Business and Balance segment that we have all this month. Tell them to tune in to Successful Woman Radio. We appreciate the fact that women have been sharing with other women the dial-in number for the radio show. That is how we have been able to be so successful with the show itself. So bless the life of another mom. Let her know about our Moms Business and Balance segment, and also in general about Successful Woman Radio. You know, I'm a big advocate of positive environments and making sure that you put yourself in the right environment. And one of the things that I pride myself in is that if you have no other place to come and get your business support, you will be able to get it through Successful Woman Radio. You will learn so many positive things to reinforce your business and your life. So in general, just mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern time. I want to go ahead right now at this time and share with you some of the events that are coming up over at womenaboutbiz.com. As you know, we have virtual events and we have live events. So first of all, for all of you listeners in the Metro Atlanta area, our Business Women's Night Out is going strong, and I want to encourage you that if you're in the area to check out our Business Women's Night Out in the McDonough area tonight with host Liz Osborne. It is going to be over at the Olive Garden off of Jonesboro Road from 7 to 9 p.m., and so again, you definitely want to be a part. It's just so wonderful to be in a relaxed atmosphere with other women share business cards, but at the same time have great conversation, great food. So check it out tonight, May 9th in the McDonough area. And to learn about that event and all of our events, you can go again to womenaboutbiz.com and just hold your mouse over events and select the one that you're interested in. I also want to remind you as well, Teresa talked about networking and how important it is to plan ahead of time. We've got our Busy Woman's virtual networking event coming up on Tuesday, May 17th from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Now, ladies, if you've ever said that you didn't have time to attend many of the live networking events you would like to, or your work schedule just doesn't allow you to network, then Busy Woman's Virtual Networking is a great fit for you and your business, and so you need to check it out. You can go directly to the domain busywomanvirtualnetworking.com, and it'll take you right to the correct area that you need to be in. also check out the discount that is available all the way up through Friday, May 13th. Also, I want to remind you of a couple of other events that we have going on. I talked about the Spring into Success program that we've got going on all of this month at Women About Biz. And it's an important program because oftentimes after first quarter, women will either realize that they haven't made much money in their business like they would like to, or their profits that have been generated is not on point with their goals. And so this is the time where you stop, you jump into that entrepreneur visionary role, and you develop a plan to get you to where you need to be by the end of the year, or perhaps within the next 90 days to 6 months. So the Spring into Success is just that. We want to jump start you. We want to catapult you into successful patterns of doing business. So we have 4 weeks of wonderful training, and it's not just a training, but I am actually on our weekly webinar call. I'm actually giving you examples. I'm actually showing you how to do various things, okay? Like in week number one, I gave a tour of Insightly, which is a customer relations manager that I've been using for the last 3+ years. And so I gave everyone a tour of that and showed them exactly how you can use it to better automate and better manage your day-to-day activities, like keeping up with your database, your contacts, you know, keeping up with your leads and all of the opportunities and scheduling your projects and your to-do items. So it was a wonderful, wonderful webinar, and I got a lot of feedback. So again, this is what Spring into Success is all about. So join us. This is week number two, and we're going to be sharing with you how to get new clients and customers and what you need to do, all of the smaller steps that will lead up to you generating those new clients. So stay tuned for that. So also we've got coming up on May 18th, which is next Wednesday, the Power of Follow-Up. Now this is a free teleclass, and of course, we all have to face the fact that owning a business can be a challenge at times, and especially when you have to play multiple roles, from bookkeeper to the secretary. Someone has to get all of the work done, right? So this teleclass, I'm going to be sharing with you how to develop your follow-up system, how to automate your follow-up using online tools, how to implement your follow-up system, hold yourself accountable, how to measure follow-up results, and how to be persistent in following up with others without being pushy. So I update this teleclass every single year to include a lot of new tools and resources that are available. So again, it's going to be on Wednesday, coming up on Wednesday, May 18th. And so I want to encourage you to take this teleclass, The Power of Follow-Up. So make sure you get registered for it. And then, of course, again, on the 24th of May, we've got our Mommy Biz Balance teleclass with our Mommy Balance coach, Teresa Wright Johnson. It is about 7 minutes before the hour of one, but don't hang up that phone. I've got a few other things I just want to share with you. I promised that I was going to let you guys know how the author came up with his title, Letting Go of Your Bananas, and actually what it actually means, because I was most impressed with it, and it was something that I didn't know as well. So the author, Dr. Daniel T. Drubin, tells the story of the fact that in Africa, when hunters want to catch monkeys, they would put their favorite fruit, right, in a small bottleneck jar. And they would put the fruit in the jar. First, the fruit would not, it would be ripe, but not rotten. So they would put the banana in the jar, in a small bottleneck jar. And so the monkey, wanting that banana, smelling that banana, would then put his hand in the jar. But as you know, a banana is not a straight fruit. It has a moon-type curvature to it. And so when the monkey would try to pull the fruit out of the jar with his hand, guess what? The fruit wouldn't come out of the jar. And so as a result, he would keep his hand in the jar until he could figure out a way to get the banana out. And as you can imagine, the banana would start to ripen more and more and more, but the monkey would hold his hand in that jar thinking that I've got to figure out how to get this fruit out of here. In the meantime, the monkey's walking around with a glass jar with his hand hanging low and is not able to what? Climb trees, which is what monkeys are known for. And of course, that was perfect for the hunters who were then able to capture the monkeys. So again, that is where the concept of letting go of your bananas. And so the author likens that to the monkeys who would put their hand in those jars, because see, once they put their hands in the jars and tried to get it out, after time, their hands would get swollen and they wouldn't be able to pull their hands out of that jar. How often do we have our hands stuck in the jar? We know that we need to make changes in our business. We know that we need to stay the course and be women of our word and take action on the goals and things that we have set for ourselves. And yet we hold our hands in the jar so long that our hands become swollen on that thought path and we don't get them out. And we can end up being captured for a very long time and not do anything. What captures us? Procrastination, right? Indecisiveness captures us. And before long, we have not taken action on the very things that are very, very important to us. And so we all have bananas that we need to let go of. We all have things in our lives, people, places, and things that are holding us down, and we really need to take our hands out of that jar. And at some point, if your hand is swollen and it's been in there forever, sometimes you just take your hand with that jar and smash it up against something and break loose. Allow yourself to break loose of all of those thoughts, those negative thoughts that you may have had, all of those things that you have been experiencing. You know, whether it was a relationship, whether it was a naysayer, somebody said something to you and caused you to put your hand on that banana, whether it was you, yourself, you did a lot of negative self-talking and told yourself for so long that you didn't have the ability to do something, or told yourself for so long that you didn't have the money to do something in your business, that you have allowed yourself to use that as an excuse. And so therefore, your hand is on that banana and in that jar, and it is dragging you down. So ladies, I want you to let go of your bananas. Let go and move on to positivity and start taking action to improve things in your business or enhance things in your business that are going to make you happy and help you to grow. And that's what it's about on the life and journey of business. You know, we can't be perfect in business, but we can be leaders in business. So next week, I'm going to be sharing with you some important things that you need to know about leadership and why leadership is so important in business. And I'm going to be giving you some leadership tips. We're also going to have, again, our Mom's Business and Balance segment with Teresa Wright Johnson on next week as well. So we've got a lot of things lined up for you. If you haven't had a chance to yet or don't have the book, you can go to Amazon.com and pick you up a copy of Letting Go of Your Bananas. Again, Letting Go of Your Bananas. Well, ladies, I hope that you have enjoyed the show and that you let others know about the show. Make sure you tune in next Monday, May 16th at 12 noon, as we continue to bring you more tips and resources to be successful in your life and business. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, saying success is yours for the taking. Have a productive week, ladies. Bye-bye.